It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning on the line with us is Cal Rice from Bemidji. Good morning, Cal. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Heidi.
Hi, Cal.
Now, I should say first,
hi, Scott.
Thanks so much for getting us started last Friday morning. We really appreciate it. You are our confidential matcher that got us rolling on this wonderful fun spiel. So thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. We enjoy KAXE.
So have you had your breakfast yet today?
Not yet. I found that once I got to the point where I had my office in my house, you know, the good thing is you can work anytime. The bad thing is you can work anytime. So I usually work a while and then have breakfast later on, and oftentimes it's a two-meal day because I often teach in the evening.
What do you teach, Cal?
I'm into adult education, and so through community ed in Bemidji and Park Rapids and other area schools, I teach photography and I teach computers.
Mm.
So what do you think you will have for breakfast? Any ideas?
Oh, yeah. I will have orange juice and either granola or oatmeal and some toast or an English muffin.
Now, so, do you make your oatmeal with milk, water, or what?
Milk.
Milk, and what percent milk?
2%,
okay. Do you put anything in it like raisins or cinnamon? Or
always. I've gotten lazy. I just use the package one. So you open a package and put that in, put some milk in, put raisins in with it, and then probably add some fruit, normally banana, except in the summer when there's strawberries and raspberries and those things available.
Do you sweeten it with anything?
Usually, no. Once in a while, I'll put a little brown sugar on it.
So, Cal, Scott and I just took big gulps of really strong coffee. Did you have any coffee? Are you a coffee drinker?
You know, I never cared for the smell of coffee, so I've never tasted it.
Uh-huh. Whoa, interesting. See, I'm the opposite. I love the smell of coffee, but I don't like the taste of it that much.
But you drink it, yeah. What do you know?
It's a comfort food.
Yeah, I'm one of the very unusual ones on coffee.
Cal, does photography and computers, it seems like they go more hand in hand than ever before.
Well, you know, I tell people I'm really lucky to be living at this time because I was in the computer business for many years. I worked for IBM for one career, and I've been very active in photography since the end of the 70s, and now at this point in my life and at this time in the evolution of things, my two areas of knowledge and interest and passion have come together.
So, Cal, tell us a little about your family.
Well, my wife, Pat, is involved in a number of things here, and we have two sons. Kurt, the older one, is the vice president for research at the University of Tromsø up in northern Norway. And his wife is on the faculty there, and she's also dean of the Norwegian Language Village in the summertime here in Bemidji with Concordia College in Moorhead. And they have our only grandchild, Espen, who is 15 now and loves to play basketball. And our other son is Kyle down in Columbia, South Carolina, and he works with Merrill Lynch down there.
Do you ever go to Columbia in the winter to visit?
We have on occasion. A year ago, we went down there for Christmas, and then we spent a month down on St. Simon's Island on the coast of Georgia. This year, instead of going there, everybody was here for Christmas, and then we just spent 3 weeks in Costa Rica during the month of January.
Wow. How about Norway? Have you been to Norway often?
Pat gets there almost every year. Of course, it's great that they're here for a couple of months in the summer, and I get there periodically.
Uh-huh.
So were you rooting for Norway as well as the U.S. in the Olympics?
Of course.
Well, you know, they are way up in the medal totals. In fact, they may have been number one for a while. I'm not sure. Because obviously...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They do a good job. That their cross-country skiers seem to be not quite on the podium as many times, but they've had some other very good skiers, especially over the years.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming you watch the Olympics, right?
Yes.
What is your favorite event to watch?
You know, I'm really an oddball, but I think I may be with Scott on this one. I really enjoy curling. And that, I sort of analyze it this way, that it's the slow motion version of pool or billiards. That, you know, in baseball, you know, the ball is thrown so fast it's hard to see it curve or, you know, really see how it comes across the plate. And with curling, everything happens in such slow motion, you can really see the action. And so you can really see what they've done with it. And everything is as it happens. There's not a judgment call of, was there a penalty? Was the ball across the plate? Was somebody out? Did they illegally crash into the boards? And so it's strictly a skill game. And it operates at a speed that you can really see the skill come into play.
So, Cal, we can't thank you enough for being a member of KEXE. Why do you support us?
Well, if I go back about 40 years, I had a friend, we were living in Rochester at the time, who was a doctor at the Mayo Clinic. And he said, I only have time for one volunteer thing. And there are many good volunteer operations. And so he would be involved in something for a few years, and then he'd be involved in something else. And he says, I really commit myself to it. And that was a lifesaver for me in terms of time commitment, that I pretty much commit myself to one thing at a time. And that kind of carries over into the financial, that we sort of decide on three or four things which we make a major, at least major for us, contribution to. And then there are others which are smaller contributions. And so KAXE is one of the three or four more major contributions that we make.
Boy, well, we sure appreciate it. What I really appreciate, Cal, is you want to encourage other people to become members of KAXE, and so you've challenged them by matching their memberships. And it's a community thing to make community radio, and it's more than just you making a pledge. You encourage others to do it with your matching pledges. So thank you so much for that. And I've that's a good story about how to decide, you know, what to contribute to or what to get behind or what to volunteer for. I never quite thought of it that way. So you're going to be here the rest of the winter, it sounds like. And it sounds like you probably like winter here in northern Minnesota pretty much.
I do. How do you beat the last 2 weeks?
I don't know. That is a good point. Where did you grow up, Cal?
Grew up in northern Iowa.
Okay. What town?
Down near on a farm near Mason City.
Okay.
Well, Erica's got something to thank you for that match last week that got us going. Here we go. There we go.
Good.
All right, Cal.
Well, thanks, Cal. And for being on What's for Breakfast this morning, thanks to our sponsors, Homestead Mills. You have your choice of wild rice pancake mix or country blend cereal. What would you like?
I'll try the cereal.
All right. Sounds good. We'll put you down for the cereal. It'll come in the mail. Thanks so much, Cal.
You bet.
Yeah, our best to you and Pat, and thanks for supporting KAXE.
You bet. I would just challenge a few people to think whether this would be one of their major gift offerings.
All right. Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
You too.